look, you've been wanting to make your own podcast. You listen to podcasts. You're listening to this podcast right now. Well, listen, now is your chance with Anchor FM.
Your podcast can be shared on all different social media platforms like Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
Google Music,
and many, many more. Guys, Anchor is so easy to use, user-friendly all the way. You can use it on your phone, your tablet, anywhere you want to do a podcast. You can do it right there through the Anchor FM app or website.
You can even make money off of it. You can monetize this, and once it gets shared to everybody and anybody on Facebook, Instagram, let everyone know that you got a podcast, you can monetize and make money off it. Let's go!
Why would we want to make money off of something that you want to do anyways? Guys, yes, it may seem that there's so many podcasts out there, but I promise you, it is never too late to start.
Everyone has something to say, and everyone wants to hear you say it. So go choose Anchor.
Welcome back, everybody, to Uninfringed and Unhinged.
Man, oh man, we have been gone for a little bit.
We have. It's been a minute. Guys, you know, we be recording stuff really late. We all work full-time jobs, so we get to hang out for a little bit and actually be best buddies and hang out, play Ninja. And then we get the recording. Sometimes it's just so late that we're just tired.
You really have to tell them about Ninja, though.
Yeah, if you don't know what Ninja is, you should look it up.
Yeah, or the game.
Why don't we put a video of us playing Ninja up?
Why don't you just try to not, like, skate right over there like you did?
That'd be a cool TikTok. Alright. Huh? What?
You heard that.
I didn't hear you.
You heard that.
No, that's what I'm asking, what?
Yo. So, how's everybody's... Well, I guess actually we should do an introduction since we haven't been in here in a little while.
Yep.
I'm Wes.
I no longer know who I am.
That's obvious.
I am nobody.
I'm Chris.
My government name is Tyler.
Your government name?
Yes.
What other name are you going with nowadays?
Their aliases? I'm trying not to give those out.
Yo, I just found out that I have a hole
even
in my pocket.
Even though just because that mic is on your neck doesn't mean you can't mumble. You can mumble the whole time, just so you know.
You gotta talk like you got a pair.
He doesn't,
say
but
what
it's fine.
Say what
there
you
go. That was good. You should talk like that more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who else is in the room?
I'm Hunter.
My all beautiful right. Other half.
You've heard her a few times, so we know who everyone is. All right, what do we want to get into? How's everybody's week?
And Bo. Bo is here also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, noisy Bo, but he's not noisy right now, so we're Gucci.
Bro, tell me how I just found out I got a hole in my pocket, and I lost my pen through the hole, and it's behind my back pocket.
So it's in your ass.
Yeah, but I can't get it because I got to find where the hole is, where it fell out originally.
Oh, in between the lining?
Yeah, it's in between the linings.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's pretty terrible.
No, I actually got to stand my fat ass up real quick.
So, how's everybody's week been, other than...
Fucking
there she is.
Nah, I'm not going to say fucking terrible.
Pretty fucking terrible. Chris, why do you have jizz on your chest?
I don't have jizz on my chest. What the fuck is that? What is up my shirt? That might have been a booger, but like I don't remember wiping boogers on myself.
For our listeners.
Black shirts like tell jizz. All.
Yeah. For our listeners, it's Chris ruined. Is wearing a black shirt with a big white stain going across his chest.
It was a little tiny splotch that was more than likely mucus. It was probably from Bo.
It looked like it.
You don't blame it on my fucking dog.
I was wondering why you got a black couch.
I don't have a black couch, you son of a bitch. No, we had this fucking... We had this limb come down out of a fucking tree into somebody else's fucking yard where we're not supposed to... Shut the fuck up. Where we're not supposed to go and cut, you know, deal with it, but for some reason we're fucking dealing with it. And this motherfucker walked... Like, the broken off part was, like, from the ground... up to my fucking chin. And for you guys who are listening, I'm 6'1", so that just goes to fucking show how big this fucking limb was.
That's a big ass limb.
That's a big ass limb.
The fucking tree was 3 times the size of that.
That's big as fuck.
Hold on, I can show you. I got pictures.
3 times the size of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say at least, dog. It's a limb.
So 18?
God damn.
No, you weren't joking.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot bigger than just three tons.
Wow. I'm sorry for all the jokes I just tried to make.
Like, dude, that could have ended your life.
Yeah. Dude, it was fucking... Dude, put... Because this was...
Holy fuck.
We need some of that. Fuck. I mean, we could easily be burning.
See, this fucking limb right here...
God damn.
Took out...
That's a tree, Chris.
that's a limb. No, Brody. No, no.
For the people that are listening...
It took out fucking... Oh, no, it wasn't outrageous.
The girth on this so-called limb, you would think it's a tree.
It's a fucking limb.
When he said it went up to his neck, I didn't think that it was that thick, round.
Oh, it was a round, yeah. It was round, and it's, it fucking
so
that.
It's got to be at least 20 foot long.
Bro, next to the fucking... Chris, that's thick. Not a limb, bro.
That is a limb out of the goddamn tree. This, Jesus.
Hold on. Show me a picture of the tree.
Yeah, what's the fucking tree?
There's the hole from where it fell out of the tree. See that?
Damn.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
That's a fucking redwood.
This is Florida.
No, it's not a redwood. That's rotten wood out of a live oak.
That was nice.
Hold on.
Yeah. He didn't.
Yeah, right over.
Right over here.
It's the middle. Look, fucking picking up. That's as high as a grapple truck can pick, and that's our biggest fucking grapple, or most powerful grapple truck.
I think we need to get an expert here to classify that not as a limb. Yeah. Like, that's definitely not.
It's like a fucking extra body on that tree. Dude.
That's a trunk. Also, too, that's a trunk.
I think if you're going to tell the story trunk. Without pictures to help, I wouldn't use the word limb.
Yeah, okay, it's bigger than most trees you'll ever see, but it is literally this tree is so big that it's only a limb that fell off this tree.
I have a
tree.
Perfect... Let me see it one more time.
I am the giant.
Pretty proud of this, though, because, like, this is my crew leader's cut. You can see the fucking... Where he missed,
fucked up,
right?
All fucked up.
And then... This is the other guy that my supervisor enjoys cut. He was fucking way further off. And then you got my cut. Fucking beautifully smooth.
It's a little shifted this way.
In reality, first.
Everything started to get a little crooked.
That was with a fucking 48-inch saw we had to fucking cut that bitch with. And it barely made it through the other fucking side.
Can I see it with the crane again?
Oh, yeah.
Going in the bed of the truck? Because that shit looks like it's picking up a smart car for
Young
the
Jamie,
listeners.
Yeah.
That thing probably weighed about as much as a smart car.
Yeah,
we got that, and I think
he's calling this
that piece in
limb.
There, and that was it.
That's
we
the size
gotta
of
get
a fucking smart
in
car.
So people
one
can
day
see
one
what
day.
We're talking about.
One day,
yeah. This thing was fucking. That's the like. That was the last of it. The fucking whole thing was like. It was fucking sketchy too, because when you first start cutting into it, you're in the brush and you can't tell what's fucking holding what up. You can't tell where the pressure points are, and it gets the shit starts shifting around, and if it rolls, it'll kill three people. Like,
oh,
it's fucking scary. And we dealt with that for three fucking days. And now we're taking
days.
The tree out.
It's definitely not a limb if it took 3 days.
It was a limb.
I'm definitely glad it's Friday.
It was a trunk of a trunk.
I'm sorry. You know what they call it? They call it a leader.
Later of the pack.
So I am glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
Tyler, how was your week?
It sucked.
Yeah?
Not really. It
so
was
elaborate.
Actually, it was actually a pretty decent fucking week. Other than this fucking crackhead stealing my man's fucking snacks out of the fucking truck, dude.
What a bitch.
He comes up.
Oh, yeah, he told me about this when I walked up today. He goes,
bro.
So I ran some dude's pockets today. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
Bro.
Tell us.
Bro.
Tell me, bro.
He walks up. He's like, boss man, do you have any water? I was like, no, buddy. I'm sorry. I don't have any water. He's like, you got any food? I was like, man, I got a couple snacks in here. But, so for context, these snacks are my partner's sugar snacks. Like, he's diabetic. And my partner has a real bad habit about waiting until he gets too low before he goes and eats something. So sometimes it's like a little semi-emergency to get some food up in this man's stomach.
Irritable and shit, too.
Huh?
He gets irritable, right?
Not really.
Really?
He just gets kind of funky.
Hey, where
he gets
starts to like feel like he's like running out of energy.
Yeah, lethargic.
I got a couple of guys.
Kind of sleepy.
Oh, well, yeah, low in high blood sugar.
Yeah.
He's type 1, right? Or is he type 2?
He's dependent, 100% dependent.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember which one's which.
Well,
anyways.
2 is where you can't have sugar anymore. 1 is where you have to keep up your sugars, because if sugars get too low, you crash.
Type 1 is where you have to take insulin. Type 2 is where you can manage it with diet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, this guy comes up, and he's like, man, I just got out of prison. This is my first day. I'm trying to make it to the end of the week until I can bless somebody myself. So I gave him one of Daniel's snacks. And So a couple hours later, we go get in the truck, and Daniels goes looking for his snacks. And all of them were gone. Okay? All of them were gone.
Now, you have to clarify to say that the side pocket in the door
is full of snacks. Yeah, dude. It's like a fucking concession stand. Like
three different boxes.
If you're hungry on a job site, hit Daniel up, bro. He's that guy, for sure. Anyways. So Daniel's like, whoa, where's all my snacks? And what set me off, what put, like, a fucking...
Like, fire ready to... Ass.
Yeah, what burned me the most was this look of fucking fear that came over his face. And that made me want to set the fucking world on fire. So I go looking for this motherfucker. Finally find him. He's like three stories down on his way to lunch, which is in his pockets. So I jump out of the truck, and Daniel's right there. He's on my six. Like, I can feel him clipping my fucking heels. I run this guy down. I was like, did you go in my fucking truck, bro? He's like, no, boss man. No, I didn't. I was like, you're the only one that knew I had shit in my truck. You're the only one. You're the only one to fucking around. He's like, you're a gangster, right? I'm like, you're a gangster? He's like, yeah, I'm a gangster. I just got out. I was like, so you do this for money? He's like, yeah, I do. Yeah. And he kept fucking narking on himself with everything I fucking said. Mm-hmm. Well, I told him I was a gangster too, and I do it for fun. And I fucking ran his pockets on the job site. Like, tore his pockets off of his body. So I knew he had nothing in his pockets. Dude. And then I went and told the GC, like, they gotta leave or I'm gonna leave. And then we go to lunch just so I can cool off. Because Daniel's like, man, relax. Like, let's just go to the store. So, but dude.
That shit ain't cool.
The anger that came across me. And even that today, switch. Yeah, Daniel's like, you didn't even give me a chance to fucking say anything for myself. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, you're right. Like, I really didn't. Like, it was my situation. Because, one, the guy wouldn't have known Daniel. The guy would have just been getting chewed out from some guy he didn't know. Mm-hmm. But it was me. I gave this man a $10 bill to get something to eat. I gave him money. I gave him that snack. I offered this motherfucker a job. Mm-hmm. A real trade to learn, because he was a fucking day laborer. I was like, I could teach you something. Mm-hmm. Give me a call when this shit runs out. And then you're going to turn around and steal from me?
Yeah. So you ran his pockets. You found shit on him?
All the fucking wrappers.
All of them.
Okay. All the wrappers. He had already ate it. He's like, I ain't got nothing no more. I was like, because you already fucking ate it, you fucking piece of shit. So yeah, he had all the wrappers.
Yeah.
But yeah,
whenever you said you ran his pockets and he was empty, I was like, oh shit, so like, did he sell them already or some shit, make more money?
No, and but honestly, the man was probably hungry. Like, no shit, he probably genuinely was hungry. And honestly, if he would have said something like, but I'm starving right fucking now, mm-hmm. I mean, I would have gave him more.
Yeah.
But like, and he was being a racist fuck, dude. Like, he asked another guy for a bottle of water, and the guy was like, no, man, I'm not a water man. Like, fucking joking with him. He's like, oh, you cracker, you ain't gonna be all, like, fucking extra and shit. I just asked you for some fucking water, man. Like, just fuck all, like, just being ugly. Mm-hmm. Just being fucking ugly. Mm-mm-mm. But, dude.
Speaking of ugly, man, I think it's a good transition, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So, we had this incident.
I'm not gonna say
it. We had this incident, and before we get into this, I just want to let any dudes out there listening to this, if any of this relates to you, if you're this type of dude,
listen close.
Yeah, listen close. If you're this type of guy, you should reevaluate your shit.
You gotta change some stuff.
Really look internal on this, because this
So I, you know, this morning, me and my girl, we was making some love and shit,
Why are you gonna say it like that, bro?
Anyway, because it all goes in context. Because, like, we're, you know, after you're done, I'm gonna get ready for work and shit. And then she grabs her phone, and she's like, this guy messaged me about you. I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, okay. So I go, and I'm looking at this message, and this dude's trying to accuse me of talking to his girl and shit. And for context, I haven't talked to this girl at all. I mean, literally one thing on Facebook Messenger was like, "Laugh at me." Nothing at all. I don't talk to this bitch, and she's not a bitch.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's not a bitch.
She's not a bitch. She's actually sweet, but she don't deserve this shit.
Oh, maybe y'all are talking. She's sweet.
She's sweet. Yeah, she's nice.
We've hung out a couple times.
Yeah, she was nice.
She went to the bowl with us one
yeah,
night.
Yeah, she was cool as fuck. Got drunk, you know what I'm saying? Like,
got drunk, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing happened. never happened. Hey, but let me go. This started with, because she posted a picture of her kids on the first day of school, and I liked the photo, because, you know, as a parent,
they're your kids.
No.
Damn.
Plot twist.
Oh, shit.
Anyways.
No,
he found out.
Yeah, so he seen that I liked it or whatever. So I guess he was asking her about me or some shit. Well, anyways, I told my girl, don't even reply. It ain't worth it. I go on. I got to work. I was scrolling. I seen his profile. I was like, let me see. So just to go snoop, you know, be nosy. And then the first post I see has my name in it. And by the way, this shit wasn't even capitalized. How you don't capitalize so someone's fucking name?
Oh, bro. That's keep going the biggest part of the story for him.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this guy, first of all, he can't even talk right. Like, nah. That's beside it. You had a stroke just trying to read it. But anyways.
Whoa. So just so we're not making fun of nobody, he can speak physically fine.
Yeah.
His literacy extremely on paper
on text is horrible.
Horrible.
Very horrible.
No autocorrect on this man's
no
phone.
Proofreading.
Yeah. No proofreading. And he doesn't know how to capitalize shit.
Grammar is not his strong suit.
He needs to type it all in Word first. Yeah.
Anyways, this dude thought he's questioning his girl about every little motherfucking thing. Come to find out, he's also a fucking woman beater. So, yeah, if you do that shit, bro, really evaluate your shit, bro, because that's some fuck shit. And if we know about it, bro, we're probably going to beat your ass. Well, just being out there, being straight up honest, like you kind of deserve that if you beat women.
Well, and to even go like more into it, like this man is notorious for like questioning everybody. Like my wife used to work with his wife, and he's notorious for questioning everybody, even girls, like questioning their fucking motives, questioning the fact that if they're good influences, like even my wife, of all people, he questioned multiple times.
Fucking mm-hmm. saint, bro.
Yeah, yeah. She could be a nun.
And bro, if he would have just questioned you on a post, it probably would have just gone over. Like I would be like, all right, Jose's got this.
Yeah.
But this man had the audacity to throw your name into it and then throw my wife's name into it twice. Bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was ready to fight today.
Yeah, a little controlling fuck trying to accuse people of shit that don't even happen.
Bro, and then deletes the fucking
post. Deletes the post.
After me and Jose went balls deep in this shit, he fucking deletes the post and then proceeds to still talk shit after that.
I have the perfect idea that I really wish you did. As a gif or whatever of fucking Will Smith saying, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth!
Jimmy Chris, where are you at?
That would have been perfect.
Sweat my ass off is what I was doing at the time. Fuck!
That would have been perfect.
I didn't even know the situation.
Oh, this man went ham too.
And I was just dropping bombs on Facebook, just shooting from the hip. Like, I hope
these guys are right, because
this could be bad. I ain't seen this guy. I don't know if he's like a fucking bodybuilder, fucking 8'9". I don't know.
Bro, and then Jose's throwing, like, accusations in the comments of shit, like, yeah, he's a woman beater, like,
yeah,
fuck,
I was like,
bro.
Damn.
Yeah,
no, I was, yeah, like, I said, yeah, I we said, after it. I said, nah, women beaters don't fight men. That's all they do, they just beat women.
Yeah, bro, but you threw that shit out there, like, it was just nothing, too. You're just like, ah, oh, fuck it, we're just gonna throw some shit out there, like, damn it, man.
I was gonna delete it, because he couldn't see it from my profile, we're not friends. So I was like, man, there's no reason to put it up there. It just, it's funny
he
between us.
He can still
us,
see it.
It's still up.
But he can still see it.
But, and then out of nowhere, I get this message from this lady saying, so-and-so can't reach out because her mans be crazy. So, is there any way that you can take the post down? I was like, fuck no. Oh my God. Absolutely not.
Well, and the fact that she even, like, the lady, this man's wife, girlfriend, I don't even know what they are at this point, is so, like, nervous and so not wanting to have to deal with him that she's having other people reach out. Because she can't just ask you, like, directly, hey, can you take that post down? Because it's making, you know, more waves than it needs to. No, I have to go through someone else. Mm-hmm. Like, that's even more of a disgusting thing to me that, you know... Yeah. Like, you're that fucking controlling. She's afraid to talk to people. Like, anybody. Like, who gives a shit who she fucking talks to? Mm-hmm. Like, get... Dude. So fucking... But it all fucking died down, and now I'm sad.
Now I'm sad. Yeah, we were ready. Like, I was like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? If this dude wants the sauce, he's going to get the sauce. Like, we
it
were...
wasn't
like
enough Chris's drama shirt. For the boys today.
Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Bitch.
It wasn't enough.
I caught that.
It was a nice start, get the blood pressure pump in the morning. Like, does this motherfucker really want to try me on some fuck shit right
now? Yeah, I come down for 9 o'clock break, and my phone has been vibrating in my pocket.
He calls me at work.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is Peggy, dog? You fucking what? Oh, fuck. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
they don't know.
Yeah, for our 7 listeners.
And the guy in anyway, Russia.
Yeah, the guy in Russia's like, oh, I know her.
First of all, was supposed to be
that, yeah. That was horrible.
That was terrible.
Well, however they talk, I don't know.
I'm not a communist. I don't know.
For Russian.
Anyways.
In Soviet Russia.
In Soviet Russia.
My phone had been fucking jumping out of my pouches, dude. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I go downstairs and I'm like, what is happening right now? So I, before I did even just to try to text back, I just, fuck it. What's going on, bro?
But, and I gave him the whole fucking story. He's like, what?
Dude, I was, I think it was about break time, or it was like right when we were getting to the job site or something like that. I can't, I wasn't doing much when I saw it. I was sitting there reading there, and I'm fucking looking confused as hell, and somebody walked over, and they go, did you forget how to read? And I literally said, no, somebody forgot how to fucking speak.
I wish our listeners could see the message. If you get in our Discord, I'll send you the screenshot.
I swear to God, there's a hieroglyph in that shit, dog. Like, no fucking sense, dude.
Of course, I didn't find out about any of this until later this afternoon. And they're showing me the message, and it took me 10 minutes to read it, and it was like one paragraph. I was just trying to decipher what it meant.
That fucking message that he sent made me question myself, bro. Like, am I fucking up?
Yeah.
Like, do I need somebody to read this to me?
I mean, your message back to
the girl. It wasn't nearly as bad, though.
It wasn't nearly as bad, but it was still up there.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're one of those controlling
fucks, don't do
it.
Did you read his message that he sent back? His paragraph?
And you didn't fucking
spell you didn't check correct him on anything. And you're the grammar Nazi.
Yeah for
Does
real.
Does he want me to?
Yeah.
If I'm ever
that was your job.
If I'm ever sending a response back to somebody that's supposed to be not what they want, but in a nice way, yeah. Because I want to seem smart and right, not just right, and this motherfucker can't spell.
He's just as bad.
Is he really?
He's not a woman beater, but he's just as bad at spelling.
It was more grammatical. Yeah.
It was definitely word placement. I'll tell you that.
It was a cool Friday, but I'm looking forward to this weekend for sure.
Going to the gun show tomorrow.
Gun show.
Glad to have a weekend off for once. 2 days off in a row. It's great.
It is.
Especially on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for winter time, dude. Like, I'm gonna do as much camping this summer, this winter as I possibly can.
Winter.
Yeah.
Saranova.
Anywhere.
I want to take the kids. As soon as it starts cooling off, I want
to
take the kids.
Yeah, I want to take the family too.
There's a guy.
They've been bugging, dude. They want to go with Oliver.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oliver would love it.
Bro, I think. That's going to be a trip.
I think Saranova would be perfect, though, because it's close to the house.
I think he's going to like it, dude.
I think he'll love it, too, yeah. But Sabrina's not going, so.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. Guys trip.
Hey, Jamie and the baby are staying at home, too. Yeah. It's just going to be boys.
Yeah. Perfect.
And Chris.
Damn. It's so funny, guys.
I don't understand why y'all pick on me so much.
Because we love you.
Because you talk so
fuck,
much.
What? That's some racist-ass shit, bro.
He keeps trying to tell me he's not a racist, but clearly he's a liar.
Nah, he's not.
He's not racist.
He just thinks he's funny when he's not.
This is true. He's
2 out of 3 laughing ain't bad.
There's 5 people in this room.
He thinks he's funny, not smart.
I can't count either. 1, 2.
There's 6 people in this room.
The dog can't laugh.
Oh, bro. So I was at work today and I had a certified letter. And
that was you?
Yeah, I knew someone was gonna say it. I was ready. And I'm walking upstairs, and as I'm walking up to the stairs, I see this guy out there yelling at this other dude, and he's like, "Get off my fucking porch, you thief." And I'm like, I'm like, oh, this is awkward. And then, so the guy grabs his trash bag, like, all his shit. And I'm coming upstairs. I'm like, I got a certified for Chris. And then the one guy that was, like, telling him to get off, he's like, yeah, it's me. And then, so I walk past the one dude. And then the guy's like, are you going to fucking go, you thief? And then the dude just, like, and just starts walking down the stairs. I thought, I guess he was going to say something, but I kind of interrupted it. But I'm talking to the dude. And I look down, and his whole fucking window is shattered. And I'm just seeing, I just see glass, like, in on the carpet, like, inside the window and shit. And then he was like, how you doing today, boss? And then I was like, doing all right. Like, I'm not dealing with thieves, you know? And he was like, yeah, it's some fucking bullshit. And I was like, yeah, dude, it looks, I'm sorry, man. This looks bad, you know? And he's like, it is what it is.
And then you just probably handed him divorce papers or some shit. Bad news.
It was from a lawyer. It was from a lawyer. Like, I don't know if he just got served or not, but yo, God. I felt bad for my man.
It wasn't good news.
Yeah, well, sure. I felt like getting a cut and then somebody coming up and rubbing salt in it. Like,
yeah. Damn. And then I had this guy come up and he's like,
is there any way I can get packages, like, picked up from my door?
And I'm like, yeah, like, you just go on the website.
What website?
And I'm like, USPS.com.
What, can you write that down for me?
And I'm like, yeah, I can write it down. So I write it down, and he's like, USPS? I'm like, yeah, United States Postal Service, USPS.
Okay, and then, he's like, and you guys will pick packages up at my door?
And I'm like, yeah, like, just go on the website, I don't know exactly where it's at, just navigate it.
And the website's USPS? I'm like, yes, buddy, yeah. And they'll pick up packages up?
Buddy, yes. Like, just go on the website. All the information you need will be there. I'm trying to keep my cool. And, like, I understand the guy's got problems, dude. I get it. Like, his eyes, the one eye is rolling the back of his head and shit, and it looks wild.
Yeah, he just wanted to be sure.
Look, I know, but, like, I know
just Google this shit, my guy.
I know he's got good eye. I know he's got some, but, like, I'm trying not to be mean to the guy, you know? Right. But it's like,
yeah, they pick packages at my door.
Like, bro, just go on the website. It'll give you all the information you need, dude. And then he's like, okay, thank you so much. And then he starts to walk away. Oh, and then, like, they'll pick the packages. I'm like, buddy, yes. Like, I cannot get it across.
I know you got a bad
if eye. I have to
you have
say
a bad ear, too?
If Jesus I have Christ. To say it more than three times, the last time, I'll say the opposite. Just so they still walk away like, fuck, I don't know.
Dude, you know what that reminds me of? And I'm... It's kind of fucked up now that I think about it. I'm older, but it's still kind of funny, too. When I, at the Chinese buffets, when they came over and they would say, would you like a refill? Or not, no. So when they like, would you like refill? And then I would shake my head racist. No, but I'd say yes. Or then I'd do the other way, like shake my head yes, but and then say no. Just to see if, like, you know, because they're not looking, they're not listening, they're just looking at your face, like, you know, shaking your head.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so you were testing them?
Yeah.
Oh, you're into your English now, motherfucker.
Yo, is this an authentic Chinese restaurant?
But, and then my favorite part was I'd be getting food, and I'd just be like, meow.
Meow. Oh, there's a rat.
My mama slapped the fuck out of me one time for doing that shit in the restaurant. Yeah, bro. Like, before it finished coming out of my mouth, I was already been smacked.
We were itchy bone. The guy came out, the chef came out looking for it.
Do you remember the
chef stabbed the other?
Yeah.
The girl, the waitress stabbed the other.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
And their roommates over a boy.
You fought my boyfriend!
Bah! That's racist.
Yeah, what? Bro,
that's hysteria.
You can't honestly, do that.
There is a recording, and that's exactly what it said.
So, I swear.
Damn.
It's not so racist.
Talking to fucking Ninja Gaiden out in the parking lot.
Yeah, bro. So, the question dawns, though. Would you rather get stabbed with a steak knife?
That was fucking sophisticated as fuck. Say that again.
What?
The question what?
I don't even know.
It's out in the universe.
I don't even know.
I don't even know. I've already lost it. It's like, what do you mean?
I mean, it just comes out in shots, though. Right?
It's like, I mean, you tell me. I already lost it.
The question that dawns upon me, did I say, that's what I said?
You did figure it out. Okay.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't 100%, but okay. But, yeah, would you rather get stabbed with a steak knife or a butter knife?
Butter knife's going to hurt a lot more, so a steak knife.
Yeah.
Neither?
No, you have to pick one. Like, this, no, this is how it works.
Well, I got a question.
No, I do have a choice.
I've asked you before.
I do have a choice. Okay. It's called a gun.
No, oh, buddy. Sorry.
No, this is
he's
literally
worse at these games.
He's yeah, he's fucking terrible. Like, I'm going external all the way over here. No, like, it's right here. It's
well,
right here.
According to this, knife. If you can have a butter knife, but it could actually be like switched around. It'd be a lot sharper if you did it this way. And
that's like, how I put it at a 45-degree angle.
Like, I'm kind of retarded.
I feel like a steak knife would cause more damage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it rips the skin more instead of just slicing the skin.
The butter knife would hurt more, but I think a steak knife would do more internal damage.
Yeah. I guess I'd rather have more temporary.
I'm going to go with butter knife.
I'm going butter knife all day.
Wait, how much force? Because if it's enough force to still stab into you, then I don't know about that. Because that's...
I still think that a steak knife would do a lot more internal damage.
Well, let's just say both knives are the same length. We're not going...
Stomach.
Both of them are the same length. One's just dull. The other one's sharp as shit. You get fucking stabbed with the sharp one. At least it's going to go in. You can stay there. That fucking butter knife is just going to...
It's
going to
hurt.
It's going to rip everything.
But...
And you're going to be more likely for an infection.
I'm fat. So, that butter knife has to travel a lot further to get to the important stuff.
Well, see, the way I'm thinking about it, right, is that the steak knife is sharp. So, as soon as it makes contact with enough force, it's going to rip skin instantly.
It's going to pop.
The butter knife, it's a little bit more dull. So, I think that once it's coming in the puncture, there's going to be a resistance right away.
Yeah.
And it's going to slow the impact down just enough that it will rip skin for sure. It's going to go through.
It's going to rip.
No doubt. But it's going to slow it down enough that you'll have possibly less internal damage.
I still think it'd break a rib or something.
It could, for sure.
And also, when you go to get it stitched up, a clean one's easier to stitch. So mm-hmm. It'd be much easier to clean and sew up a wound from a steak knife than a butter knife, because it's more tearing.
Yeah. Butter knife's not rip shit.
Have y'all seen that video of the dude who gets fucking stabbed in the jugular at the mall?
No.
No, what the fuck?
Really? Y'all haven't seen that shit?
Let's see it. Where's it at?
Was it the robber guy? And he gets stabbed?
And he's standing there like with his hand over his neck like, God damn it, that just happened. Then he just fucking falls and collapses.
Can you pull it up?
I've seen that.
I can try to find it.
I've seen that one. Then I saw the one where the guy walks into the convenience store and he's going to rob it.
Yeah,
and
dude.
The guy runs back around the counter and starts stabbing him in the back.
Yeah, that clerk went ham, bro.
Oh, I died. I'm dead. I died real quick.
Dude, I have a fear of that, dude. I'm scared of being stabbed.
You've been stabbed.
So that's why I'm scared of it.
You know the crazy thing
that's
is?
Fair.
I'm only afraid of being buried alive at this point.
My first nightmare ever was Scream, and I got stabbed. And, like, in the dream, I feel, like, I truly do, because I've got stabbed so many times by Scream in my dreams, that I actually think I know what it feels like to get stabbed.
Oh, I got it.
Like, I'm being serious. It's fucking... It does not feel good.
You want to watch this?
Yeah. I'm watching.
I've been stabbed by a scalpel.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one. He just literally stands there.
Let me see if I can make this bigger.
I gotta see.
I'm not. All right.
This motherfucker don't play around either. Bro. I'm, like... Walk away in this situation. I don't understand. Like, why do you
get stabbed?
Yeah, you know this motherfucker's got a knife. If you ain't got something or, like, real fucking training, then get the fuck away.
Oh, that guy's got the knife in the white?
No, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy right there. That guy, the black, right there.
Right there, pokes him.
Yeah, blood's already on the ground.
Damn, dude,
and
that was
watch.
So
watch
quick.
His legs. Watch his legs, though. Look, watch his legs slowly give out on him. Boom.
Damn, where was this at?
I don't know, but he's dead, like, right there.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Like, if
can I see that up close,
right
though?
There,
that happened
like
so
six
quick.
Seconds.
Oh, it happened in Australia.
Right there.
Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they can happen that
fast. Oh, they're going to start banning knives now, too.
Yep.
Pulling a fucking full please. UK yeah. on them. So you probably skip it up a little bit if you wanted to. Get towards
nah,
the
I got to see it all.
So he's got the knife the whole time. It's like, why? Why keep pursuing them? I don't understand.
People are stupid, bro.
So it's one of those situations where you can get away.
That's one of those
away.
Things we talked about.
Remember, like,
Oh, I'll get that. Let me see this real quick, and then I'll get that.
I mean, look, and this guy just walks up out of nowhere and just dead.
Dude, that is...
Bro, the fact
that is nuts.
And watch his legs, bro. His legs start to buckle, like, right here. Boom. Done. Dead. And then officially dead right there.
Bro, that dude hit it so fucking fast, dude.
Yeah. It doesn't. It's not. Doesn't
I take mean, a matter like literally just heal it.
Bro, like
that was part of it was sheer luck that he hit his jugular, but he knew it, he was cutting for the side. He knew
he was going for.
He was trying to hit something on that side. Like, but there is no fucking
God damn, dude. That's crazy. That's that happened so fast.
I think I'd rather take a knife to the face than that shit. God,
I don't know. I feel like I'd rather take a knife to the neck because it's over and done with.
I mean, it looked like he didn't feel it. Like he just sat there and was like, what just
his adrenaline? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once he seen the red, he knew to stop, but, yeah.
He's like, what? I
guarantee you he didn't.
He was just like, is this all for me right now?
Bro. But that dreaded fear that probably came over him,
mm-hmm.
just like instant, where you're just like, "This is oh, it." Oh fuck!
Like that was fuck.
And then
that was
slowly, quick. Like as soon fading as out. His legs started to buckle and he hit the ground, and he's just like, what "Done." The fuck.
No, so when he hit the ground, he was out. He was unconscious. There's no. Yeah, you were done at that point.
Yeah, that's dude. Fucking that shit's nuts. Crazy. God damn,
that shit's absolutely fucking bonkers, bro.
So, what I was gonna say was that we talked about that. There was that video with the guy picking up the kid or whatever, and he got shot in the porch. Like, yeah, the dude came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and we were like, why? They're talking about how some people get that, where you get the adrenaline, or where you see the weapon.
Mob mentality.
What, huh?
Oh, is it mob mentality?
Is that where
you... got all your buddies together, and you just feel
invincible? No, like, yeah, like, someone's pointing a gun at you, but you don't register that gun, like, you're just like... This guy really ain't gonna do this, then you still pursue it.
The denial,
The denial, whatever, or like the pure shock that, and then you end up still going for it regardless. Like that same thing in that kind of situation. Like yeah, like he sees him with a knife, but he's just so fucking he's focused in and like
yeah. There's a I'm sure I've told y'all the story about the time I had the guy fucking pointing a gun at me at Wing House, back when I was hanging out with the fucking kids, you know, the group that he's hanging out with. Dude, literally fucking, there was a bunch of us standing like on the curb sidewalk right there at the entrance to the parking lot, and the fucking guy got in his car, pulled the fuck, you could see the gun in his hands as he's backing out, and then fucking, as he backs out, his driver's side's towards us, points it out the window, I can see his finger on the trigger, and I noticed the people that were standing next to me were no longer standing next to me, and I was just so zoned fucking in, I stood there, and if anything, I stepped off the curb, and was still yelling at him, didn't even think about it, but I still think back to that day sometimes, like, yeah, I could have died right then.
Bro, Hunter got me one time, and it's a lot of the reason why I've calmed down, is that day that we were coming out of our neighborhood, and what had happened was, I was having some issues with some people at the time, wasn't very liked, anyways, so I thought it was related to this, so this guy comes rolling up behind me, I have Hunter in the car, and... They're honking the horn, like, bass is just fucking thumping, like, it sounds like it's a situation, you know what I'm saying? So I get to the top of the neighborhood, and I slam on the fucking brakes, right? Throw the car in fucking park. Trying to get my seatbelt off. Hunter's fighting me, trying to fight my seatbelt off. I finally get her hands off me, get the seatbelt off, get out of the window, get out of the car, fucking get all the way to his window, get him halfway pulled out of his car. And he points at my license plate and says, is your tax fixing to fall off? And I was the most embarrassed I have ever been in my life. And Hunter got back in the car and she's like, he could have shot you. And he would have been absolutely fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled off and it dawned on me like, that was so fucking stupid. Because even if it was somebody that was trying to fucking get to me...
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah, I gave myself to the fucking enemy. Mm-hmm. And Hunter was like, that was so fucking stupid. And she said it like she was over it. Like, most of the time she'd be all hysterical. I can't believe you fucking did that, all crying and shit. She's like, that was the stupidest shit I've ever seen. And it fucking checked me. Like, a fucking a grown man
checking. No remorse, not like, I can't believe you did it. Yeah, no, just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you fucking retard. Like,
yeah, and then
so that, matter of fact, the way she said it.
And the amount of fights I've gotten into doing shit like that. Well, I mean, there's been like three.
And that time that you got in a fight with Matt, you almost got plugged in.
Huh? Yeah. He was reaching for my knife. Yeah.
Yeah, we were all seen that.
Yeah, I fucking felt like, I heard hey, and I looked down and I was like, oh, motherfucker's going for my knife.
Yeah. No, you were like, I remember because you were like, really? You're gonna pull a fucking knife out? You fucking pussy! That's what you said. I'll never forget that, dude. We were all in the cul-de-sac.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I slammed his ass to the ground, and I was so mad. I was like, really, dude? You initiated this fight like 100%.
That's all he wanted to do. He wanted the reason to try to just be able to pull the knife out, dude. Oh my god, I still can't believe that shit.
Try to be so nice to that kid, too. He was just such a douchebag.
I did, bro. I used to sell him $5 joints that were nothing but tobacco paper.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he used to come back for more.
Dude,
I can't lie. I actually, for a little while, that I think that's probably what pissed me off so much, is because I seen him trying to be somebody he wasn't and trying to fit in things that wasn't him. And, like, I felt truly bad for him. Like, I was like, he's extremely misunderstood and he's trying to be something that he isn't. And he's going overboard and pissing people off. And I'm just, I tried so fucking hard to get that kid to just be like, calm the fuck down. Just you do you, like, fucking fuck everybody else, bro. Like, seriously, like, if you were like, if you want to fucking just be normal and fucking be accepted by most people, you just gotta be you. Like, I was like, I'll be your fucking friend, bro. And then he left that place, and then fucking all of a sudden he's running his fucking mouth to me. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, I remember, I'll never forget the first words that motherfucker ever said to me. We're in high school, 9th grade agriculture class, and he's sitting behind me and he taps on my shoulder and he's like, do you have pet insurance?
Yo.
Do what?
He's can't like, even take that shit serious.
Do you have pet insurance? I was like, no. He's like, you should. I was like, why? He's like, because I'm going to fucking murder that pussy tonight. Are you fucking kidding me? Motherfucker, do not ever speak to me again.
You took me on a complete roller coaster. Yeah. I thought you were dumb. I thought you were threatening to kill me. And then you're just dumb again.
Fuck this. That's like my first day at Lando. And they fucked my shit up. Because I was trying to go in the ag. And they threw me in the fucking van. And I'm like, why the fuck am I in here?
I remember that. That was fucking hilarious.
And then this kid's like, you look like a mailman. And I'm like, dude, fuck you, bro. What the fuck? I'm like, how am I gonna fucking take that?
And look at you now. Look at
me. I messaged him. I messaged him. I was like, bro, you're not gonna believe this shit. I was like, I don't know if you remember this or not, but like my first day there in band, and you told me I look like a mailman, bro. I'm actually a fucking mailman now. And he lost it. He was like, bro, this is the funniest shit ever.
It's like them TikToks or fucking whatever. It says, that teacher that said I'd grow up to not be nothing but a construction worker, an alcoholic. Fuck you, that was a lucky guess.
Bro, Lando was so much fucking fun. Even the fucking first day, almost thinking I was going to fight Tyler.
Ooh. Oh my god. Over a fucking pocket knife.
Bro,
I don't know how many times we were going to say. I would say it was like 2 weeks straight almost before I actually started talking to Jose. We got paired up or something. We realized we actually were comparable or whatever.
Did we just become best friends?
Compatible. Yeah, compatible. There you go. Whatever. I didn't want to say that. But for the first two fucking weeks, he was just so. I remember you being like loud and obnoxious and me being tired in that class and me wanting to just fucking sit up in my seat and just scream, shut the fuck up!
I know, I get that a lot.
The first day of fucking school.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. All of a sudden, now we're best friends.
This is all of a sudden. is the first day of school, and this is before we knew each other. It was Jose and Wes and me in the same class. Except for I didn't know that they were already fucking best friends. Okay.
Yeah.
So I look over at Wes and I can see his pocket knife clip in his pocket. And I'm like, hey, bud. Hey, man. And he just fucking does one of these things. I was like, I can see your pocket knife clip. They'll write you up for that shit. They'll kick you out of school. And he's like, oh, okay. Like just trying to be all cool and tough and shit. Tucks it down in his pocket. And I'm like, yeah, I did a good thing. And then I'm scanning the room and I see Jose fucking giving me the fucking eat shit die look from across the room. Like, what the fuck? It's fixing to fucking happen. Like, he just watched me talk to Wes.
Yeah, them two boys just came from fucking out of town almost.
Yeah, and I'm like,
same fucking town. That's cool.
That's the other side of the town. The fucking rivalry between Lando Lakes and Sun Lake, because everybody at Lando Lakes, they realized who had to go to fucking Sun Lake, we were like, yeah, y'all a bunch of bitches now. You have to go to that stupid fucking school. And it was a big fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think still the craziest thing is, like, literally me and Jose were walking to the Commons as Tyler and Wesley were walking in. Be like, hey, I want to introduce you to somebody. It's like, what? And fucking
Tyler and Chris already knew each other. It was just
they
fine.
Opened Sun Lake my freshman year, so everybody went to the same middle school, and literally as we went to high school, half of our friends ended up going to Sun Lake, and it was the worst shit.
I remember it being in the lunchroom, and I thought I was Billy Badass, right? So I'm like, I'll arm wrestle fucking anybody. Like, I'll fucking take on anybody. And I was doing good.
Sounds
like you. And then everybody. This fucking 6'2" fucking green bean rail looking motherfucker comes up and slams me. And I was like, we should be friends.
I need strong ones on my side.
If you can beat me, we should just be friends. Like, so we became friends.
You gotta be humbled every now
and
again.
Yeah, but he fucking just pinned my shit and just did his fucking Justin Bieber hair. And I'm like,
yeah.
Damn.
No. Shit, dude.
Shit. And then we were on the football practice. I remember I went to football practice and he was over there still fluffing his hair in his fucking helmet.
And such a reflex after so many years.
Yeah, I feel you.
Bro, like, no shit. He'd get up from a play or just get done running or something. Just, and then you could just see him just do this. And it looked like there was, he was chasing a bee or something. In his helmet.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I remember those days.
Dude, after like three, I want to say it was like 2.5, maybe 3 years I had my hair as long. It literally... I remember after I cut my hair off, it took like 3 weeks for me to stop fucking twisting my head like
that. Oh, yeah,
it
becomes
such a fucking reaction. Holy shit.
Yeah, the first time I grew my hair out and I cut it, I was like that.
Bro, I was a saint in high school. Until I met you guys. I was good.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I was good.
Are you talking about them two or me?
All sleeping naked in a bed with another man?
Do we need to talk about those YouTube videos?
Yeah,
we slept naked with Justin.
Yeah,
fucking head to feet.
If anything, we helped you.
Yeah, we helped you blossom, right?
Yeah, we helped you become a grown jackass.
Bro, his parents fucking hated me.
Bro, every time I went to his house, I felt the tension.
Yeah,
like I walk into the fucking front door and it's just.
It's because of. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Because that fucking crazy bitch's daughter.
Yeah. That crazy bitch daughter.
Yep. She just, I don't know why. Why did she dislike you? What did you do to her to not make her like you?
So she had a boyfriend. And that boyfriend broke up with her. And we had gotten in an argument. And I was like, this is why he left you, you dumb bitch.
Damn.
From that day forward, she fucking hated my guts.
You know, yeah. I realized something. Every time I've said that to a girl, like, it doesn't end well.
Wow.
Really?
This is the revelation you needed?
Never.
That's amazing.
Well.
You know what the crazy part is? As I swear to God, her and her brother were going to... I thought that they were going to end up being my fucking step-siblings. And back in elementary school, when she was still married and my parents were still married, like, I was friends with them-ish. I fucking hated her brother. And I was tolerable of her, but I literally fucking beat him in the face with the trucks of my skateboard one day.
God damn.
And then fucking like Toretto, 8 or 6 years, like 6 years later, here I am living with the kid, and I'm just like, well, this is a fucking weird turn of events.
No, bro, that's when you walk around the house as the dominant one. Like,
oh, I was. He hid in his room every day, and he knew from back in the day that he didn't talk. He like that group that I was hanging out. That group, I know I had a lot of group of friends. Like the kids I always played video games with, like the Skags with Skag and all them.
Nerds.
He would be on there, and he'd be on there like he was really good at video games. I'll give him that. But he would just troll the shit out of the rest of them and run his mouth to them, and I'd start talking shit, and he would just shut up. And I was like, okay, at least you know.
I remember one day this guy came up to me, and he was in our group, but not really in our group. And I remember Chris was on his way to whoop his ass, and he walks up to me.
Oh,
you'll remember. He walks up to me. He's like, hey. There's fixing to be a fight. I don't want you to let Chris get me. I was like, all right, buddy. Like, I don't know if he knew, like, what side I was going for you on. But he was just like, yeah, just don't let it go a bad way. I was like, well, let's just hear what he got to say. Because I was pretending, like, to be on his side. And
nobody actually liked him?
Yeah. And it was, I'll never forget that shit. Do you remember that guy, that time that I, at Taco Bell? Was you there? Because I know Josh was there.
Taco Bell has bad memories.
Okay. There's
and
a lot of instances
I know,
of Taco
but
Bell.
This is like that time where I told that guy that he needed to eat his food so he would have energy to come outside and fight me as soon as he got done.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. And then they went to the Starbucks, or not Starbucks, the Dunkin' Donuts next door. And I felt bad for my actions. And I remember walking up to them in the line at the Dunkin' Donuts where they couldn't fucking leave. Mm-hmm. I was like, guys, I'm sorry. I shouldn't act that way. You should come over and hang out with our friends. You're like, no, bro. We're good. We're not going to do that.
Dude, were you there the day I was trying to fight Sean?
And it was that like, was literally the whole story I just told. I just didn't say Sean.
No, I thought it, that was... What?
Sean Copeland, that day at Taco Bell where
damn,
you were on your
I didn't say
way?
His last name, though.
Oh, well, it's out there now.
Fuck.
Name dropping everybody.
We got to get a beep button.
Yeah, but then we have to edit all this shit.
Yeah, we like to keep this unedited. It's uninfringed and unhinged.
Damn
It sounds like a fake last name, so I don't think anybody would believe it.
I don't think he fucking listens anyway.
Sounds like a type
of shit. You just don't ever tell him to listen. Anyways, that was the same day, because I remember I was screaming at him to fight me, and he kept, like, walking behind his truck.
Yep.
Who was the other guy then? Or was it him and Josh?
Probably.
Well, I didn't know you were trying to fight him.
I didn't. I wasn't. Oh. I never wanted to. Oh. He asked me to keep you from getting him.
Oh, that's the...
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about at school.
No. I wasn't there for
no.
That.
No.
You know who I'm talking about at school, right? Where I got 10 days and everybody was, like, thanking me.
Oh, when you beat that kid up in a wheelchair?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, damn.
I really hope that... Okay, I'm just going to make this clear that did nothing like that ever fucking happened. He was trying
blind.
To be a dick. Shut the
fuck up. He had one working
He was
gear.
Just gay.
He had...
So he was gay in a wheelchair, blind with one working ear.
Right. Oh my god!
You're going straight.
No, you know.
And if it was 2022,
right,
yeah. Probably.
That's
be
what I thought you were talking about at first, and then you were like,
"No, that was
oh, okay."
This is back when he was driving Tiffany's old truck.
Bro, I still wish I would have fought fucking Justice.
Dude, you tried. I give you props.
We were all there.
We were all there. And it didn't work because he thought that his buddies were going to have him. But we were on that football team with the same guys. And we got there and they're like, oh, what's up?
Yeah,
we all ended up hanging out on the same side because now it's not going to go that way.
Bro, remember when he walked out the door and he
was
just
baseball
like...
Baseball bat?
Dude, yeah, Harrison walking out with a baseball bat is what pisses me off more than anything.
But
like,
what I'm saying, when Justice came out... And then he like came out for a second and he looked at everyone in the garage and we're all just bullshitting and he just closed the door back and we're like, oh, now you're not gonna come outside?
Dude, like, that shit was so, we were sitting there.
I don't wanna fight.
I can't fight. My grandmother's in the hospital.
Oh yeah, that was in front of his house.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta cut the grass. Oh, so we should do it in the backyard at a 30-degree angle from the sun. But it's gonna rain in a minute.
It started off straight, but then
I gotta leave in like 30 minutes. So
dude, were they there that year that I did it? No, because I was still riding the bus then.
Do you remember when...
Short
bus?
No, yeah, I... Well,
yeah.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know what I'm saying. But no, yeah, I was... Damn it, now I'm fucking me up because you guys keep coming and I'm saying that.
Whoops!
Anyways, in lunch he was... I don't even remember what set me off so much, but he fucking would not stop, like, just fucking running his mouth and running his mouth. And I was like, I looked at him straight in the face, and I remember saying, like, gritting my teeth, trying not to fucking scream my head off. And I said, I know I'm not going to fucking do this shit here because they're going to fucking see it happen, and I'm going to get in trouble. I said, wait for me after fucking seventh period in the fucking commons area outside, or whatever, the fucking bleachers outside.
You know what always hurt my feelings about him?
Hmm.
Is if you hung out with him just by yourself, he could actually be really fucking cool.
Because
the second he got around anyone else.
Yeah.
That's the day that he got on the bus crying.
Yes.
And she was like, some little fucking kid was on the bus crying today. Because that was like the first year we started dating.
I was going to say, when was that? Because he rode my bus.
Yeah, that was that day.
Okay, I remember.
Yeah, I walked, I was, my class was Miss Duncan's class.
That's the next segment.
And I was at the very end, right next to the glass doors. And I literally was like, didn't even say a word. I literally sat in that classroom with fucking earphones in, and I had something going on with her, so it wasn't a big deal, but I sat there just fucking staring at the wall, just fucking blasting music the whole time, just getting madder and madder, like, I'm gonna fucking destroy this kid. I'm tired of him. I'm so fucking tired of his bullshit. I'm gonna fucking wreck his world. And I literally, and everybody, like, sitting around me knew, watched, like, was sitting with me at lunch, so they knew what the fuck was going on, and I'm just sitting there just staring at the fucking wall. And I'm literally, as soon as the bell rings, I shot up and I just beelined to the door. And one kid was behind me that I was good friends with at the time. And as soon as I went to go touch the glass doors, I took my backpack off and I just said, hold this. And he goes, oh shit! And then I fucking walked out the fucking doors, looked around, found him, and just fucking, he turned to me and he goes, what are you gonna, and I fucking just shoved him, and he fell between like the concrete post and the concrete fucking bleachers, and I was just fucking bouncing his head off the concrete.
Oh, yeah, right there where the water fountain was.
You know, there's a trash can there. And when he fucking hit the trash can rolled across the fucking alley, the hallway there. And he fucking just, his head landed right in there. And there was nothing he could do. And I just kept fucking hitting him. And his head was bouncing off the concrete.
I remember I was in the, like, as soon as the, because I had period, seventh period. So I was out as soon as the bell rang. And there, I remember pissed off because I couldn't get to the buzz because some dumb fucks were fighting. I'm like in the hallway and I can hear the commotion.
Yeah, nobody was letting anybody in. There was a circle around me, and then like I stopped for a moment because he got his hands up in his face and I was trying to find a fucking opening again, and the next thing I knew I got scooped up and I was like, oh, here we go, it's his fucking friends. And it was somebody who was kind of his friend, but grabbed me and I'm trying to fucking, you know, I was trying to turn around in his arms. He goes, bro, stop, I'm saving you. I was like, what the fuck? And he goes, get out of here before the administration comes. I turned around and saw who it was. I was like, oh, thanks, bro. Getting nuts and I fucking beeline to the bus. Damn.
I kicked a girl in the face one time.
Yo, what the fuck?
You bled in a girl's mouth one time.
Mm. Okay. So,
I feel like these are,
I was in middle school stories. And I had just got my first good guitar. You know what I'm saying? So I was walking around school like, fucking a Roman rock star.
Who wants to see what these fingers really do?
For real. Like, doing my thing. And these two girls get in a fight at breakfast. And they're all fucking falling over my guitar and shit. And then one girl's on top of the other, like, pounding her face, like, hammer fisting, like, hard. And they're all fucking falling all over my guitar case. And I pick up my guitar, and I'm, like, super uber protective over this guitar. And I fucking kicked the girl on the ground in the face while she was already getting fucking hammer fisted.
Did you do it on purpose?
No, straight up on purpose. Like, bitch, get the fuck off my shit. It's not my fault you're losing the fight currently. But a second ago, you were falling all over my shit, and I was like,
Goddamn, I never fucking knew that.
He said it was middle school.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not proud of it. But in the moment, it seemed right.
Injustice.
I about got Jose killed.
Like, Jose straight. About killed all of us.
Multiple Jose times. Saved my life one time, bro. By the time I'm talking about, I almost got him killed, is we went to go see my cousins one year. And my oldest cousin, he did like fucking 15 in prison. And he don't talk. And we come walking up on the porch, and I was like, hey man, this is my best buddy, Jose. And I went, Jose's gay. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, this motherfucker, he was just sitting there, just looking like he's half asleep. As soon as he said that, that motherfucker would say, stood up, said, what? And I was like, bro, no. Like, yeah.
We don't do that shit around here.
Like, we don't
like your kind around
Jose
here.
Jose does. But, I was like, hey, I was just kidding. Like, he don't do that anymore. Like, every time I try to smooth it over, I just fucking spark it back.
It's only on the weekends now.
The whole weekend, he just gave me that stink.
You gotta fucking tell the story about him getting fucking stuck between the toilet and the tub.
Oh my god. me and my cousin are sitting on the porch, and Jose comes out of the bathroom like, bro, what the fuck? And we're like, what, bro? He's like, y'all didn't come for me. And we're like,
that's gay.
What? He's like, bro, I just fell in a... You tell him.
No, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm in the shower, and someone had used some, like, baby lotion and shit, and that shit was, like, extra slippery. And I remember I went to go, like, step forward to, like, grab something, and, like, a bottle of shampoo or whatever. And as soon as I took a step forward, I fucking slipped my feet up in the air. And I landed out of the shower, stuck in between the toilet and the shower, which, I mean, if you were to put a tape measure, didn't you guys put one on?
He did, because my cousin came back out holding the tape.
Hold on, he's got to explain. It folded like a fucking taco.
Yeah, folded like a taco. I mean, my ass is touching the floor. My neck my neck is like on the back of the toilet and my legs are just straight up. And I'm fucking stuck. I'm sitting there trying to push. I'm like on the ground. I can't get out of this. And I'm like, bro, am I really fucking stuck? And I'm trying to wiggle out.
You're like a turtle.
Yeah, I'm trying to wiggle out. And then finally I just I finally was able to like just squeeze it and just get out of that uncomfortable position. And then like I finished my shower real quick in pain. Like that shit hurt. And I didn't think I could be folded like that. It was a small gap. And I go out there, and they're just on the porch. I'm like, you guys didn't hear that? And they're like, hear what? I'm like, dude, I literally just fucking slipped and busted my ass in the shower and was stuck. And, like, I thought maybe someone might come. And they're like, bro, like, the house is constantly getting work on. There's always constant, like, banging and shit. Like, we don't fucking, like, and I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. Because you know? There is a lot going on at that
house.
You're
so like, mad, then you're like, now you're mad because he made fucking sense.
Yeah, I'm like, there really is. Because, like, they're adding on to the house. So, like, the flooring, and they're just out there whenever they get a free time, just not the hammering, all kinds of shit. Slamming, so I'm like, yeah, it really does make sense that they wouldn't have thought of anything of it. But yeah, it fucking sucked.
My cousin goes back inside after a while, and he comes out holding the measuring tape like that much. He comes up and he holds it to Jose. He's like, man, you full of shit. There ain't no fucking way you fit in that fucking hole.
Yeah, definitely did. All right, look, guys. Before we go, I have this little game, because we start off with the butter knife, and I wanted to look this up. So I'm just going to pick five off this list, but these are all medieval torture devices.
And mace.
You have to pick one out of the selection.
I want the fucking...
You have to pick... Out of the selection, you have to pick one. There's no other way around it, Chris. You have to pick one.
Is it weird that I actually... What the fuck you guys sending me out, bro? I know a lot about medieval torture devices. That's good.
So this first one is called the Pair of Anguish. No. I'll show you guys... The picture of it?
Nope, I picked not that one.
Hold on. Now explain what it is once you show everyone.
Is that like something you put in
it? All right, gotcha. The pair of anguish, particularly hideous, this simple mechanical torture device will be placed inside the orifice of a person and then gradually expanded.
Which orifice?
Which one?
Any open of them. One.
Your face? The your kindest use was in a person's mouth where it ultimately shattered the skull, causing death. More gruesome is when it was used on parts in the lower half of the body, which were rarely fatal, but excruciating. So your ass.
Oh, yeah, got my ass. Oh.
All right, next one.
Yeah. I had to have that explained to you, bud. That's what I'm like. Was that a genuine, like, what orifice?
Bro, and then think about it. They put it in your mouth and did it, and then you slowly open it, and it just slowly, like, rips your fucking mouth open.
And then eventually
shatter your skull.
And then eventually just... Can you imagine that, though? Like, it's just, like, pressure. No, like, you know what the way I'm thinking about it right now is probably not the way y'all are. I'm thinking about it, like, on an x-ray, right? Can you... Like, that would be so wild to just see one bone just all of a sudden just shatter like glass.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of wild.
Yeah. All right, what's next? God damn it.
The Judas Cradle. All right.
And pass this see, now, that one's fucking intense. Or like what Genghis Khan used to do, just a pike.
So
same concept, different object.
Same concept. Yeah, first of many fixtures on our list is the Judas Cradle. It's a massive pyramid, and the person would be tied up and lowered onto this pyramid that would be inserted to their anus or vagina of the victim. And it would be lowered onto it, stretching them out grotesquely.
This is the one. This is the one that I love.
The Iron Maiden. What? The Iron Maiden.
No, this next one. Yeah. The Iron Maiden's the one that
that's
I love.
That's what I... You guys when are familiar said, with the Iron Maiden?
I heard that that's not actually a real thing.
It's not.
No?
It's not... Well, it's... No, I mean, it's a thing in a museum, but it's not a medieval thing. No.
Okay.
Then we won't as soon as you that said... I was going to say, though, as soon as you said
medieval... No, because I'm sure somebody has used it, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, the rack. Oh, that one's good.
The rack.
So we all know what that one does.
Oh, that's like a... I've been on something like that. It's It's called traction. It's fucking PT.
The most famous of medieval torture devices, the rack was used to stretch heretics by pulling on their ankles and wrists, in theory, until they would rent in half with torturers made a wish. Usually through this torture rack, just ended up pulling limbs out of sockets, leaving victims to contemplate their sins. Spanish tickler and the iron chair.
That was kind of cool, but not really.
Break the skin, not really. No. Ooh, the collar.
Would you say three or five?
I'm going to pick 5.
Okay.
The Tub.
The Tub. You should read that one.
Is there a comment section on this? On this, like, podcast?
Huh?
Is there a comment section for these podcasts?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if anybody's still listening, let us know if Jose changed his shit up.
Or if, I did. I said 5.
Or if he actually said 5 in the beginning.
I said 5. All right. Hillary? Hillary.
That's a pretty damn terrible...
Hillary. No, this is the famous one where you see their heads and their arms through the holes, and they're just strangled there. The Brazen Bull?
Can I just do, like, a guillotine?
This one's good.
Oh, okay. Brazen Bull.
Oh, yeah. Was it just hold you over a fire?
So...
Are you inside that bowl?
You're inside the bowl,
and the thing is, it was supposed to have, like, pipes in it, so that your screams would travel through the pipes and come out and sound like a bull. So your screams as you were roasted alive sounded like a bull.
And they did it at parties. Everybody could party while they were
roasting humans.
And they put spices and stuff in there, so it, yeah. That was super creepy.
They eated him?
I don't think that they ate him. I think it was more of a threat than anything, but it was very.
This very morbid conversation?
Oh, and then the classic of all times,
the crucifix.
This one's pretty bad.
I mean, we all know what the crucifix is.
Yes,
Jesus Christ.
But yes, but it's a lot more gruesome than you actually like.
They can be nailed to or bound by their hands and feet, left to be pecked at by birds, abused by locals, suffer the ravages of exposure for days without perishing. Yeah. Brodequin.
I always felt like the being crucified was always like made to look a lot nicer than it really was. How gruesome that it really fucking was.
Now, all right, this is the last one. Brodequin.
That sounds like a badass metal band.
Here we go.
Brodequin, we can do it. Let's see if it's not taken. What? So I'll go into detail here in a minute.
Okay.
Brodequin. So smashing and mashing seem to be in vogue during medieval times, and brodequin is evidence of that. A set of boards would be fitted around a person's legs, and then wedges would be hammered into the gaps, often causing bones to literally burst through sheer pressure. Definitely more creative than death by sawing, but much less savory.
You're a good reader, Jose.
Am I?
I'm surprised, drawn and quartered wasn't in there.
So which one would you rather?
Yeah, we're going to stop at that 5, because there's so many on here.
There's a ton, and there's a lot of good ones.
There are.
Which, the honorable mention, is not medieval, but the pike from Genghis Khan is always one of my favorites.
Y'all are fucked up. I don't have a favorite medieval torture.
See, my thing
is
not
medieval, it's just one of the classic ones.
My thing is, I just want to go out the fastest. So, whatever the fastest way.
Yeah. So, somebody asked me this the other day. We were talking about ways to die, and obviously,
y'all got to come up with better conversation.
Probably. We talked about, being buried alive, shit like that, and the guy was like, I don't want to drown.
Yeah, bro, me either.
Yeah,
but then he was like, but what if you're in a submarine? Would you want to die in a submarine? I was like, well, probably in a submarine, you'd just be going down the levels, so you'd probably just die quickly anyways. Just no one would ever know that you're actually dead.
Bet.
You still drown.
Not necessarily.
I mean, how'd you die in the submarine?
Because the pressure builds as you go down. If you're not scaling it as you go down, then the pressure's going to slowly cut off everything that's going on in your brain, and you'll die.
Even in a submarine?
Yeah, you start...
That thing's pressurized like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, but wouldn't it,
not if you keep going down. Think about how deep the ocean is.
Wouldn't it
just
combust?
Keep going.
Or not combust, but wouldn't it,
it would eventually implode, yes. If you went
so that's what I'm saying,
the whole thing would collapse.
Would you be out before that? Or...
You would probably die before that.
Hopefully.
If you're crushing in the metal, you're... Yeah.
Hopefully. Because if not, you're going to drown.
No, you would get crushed by metal.
Already kill you.
True.
No, he's thinking that he's going to be flattened like a pancake.
No,
you're just laying there, just waiting for it to happen.
No, fuck that.
I'm about to be 2D in a second.
I don't want to die by drowning or being burnt. Being burnt's one of my biggest, being burnt alive would
just... Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Ugh.
Being buried alive or being stuck, the one guy that,
suffocation.
He was like cave diving or going through caves and he got stuck between two rocks. Yeah. Yep. And they slowly like had to just watch him fucking die. And he had to like just slowly die right there. Like, that's the worst shit to me.
Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever go in a cave like that.
Nah, yeah, I was like, fuck that. Nope. Underwater caves too, where people get fucking stuck? Nah, I'm
good. I would scuba dive like
deuces.
In open water. That's
I've
thought about this, right? Okay, I'm about to get really morbid.
Okay.
If I was to ever commit suicide, I'd go skydiving.
Yeah, just never pull the chute.
Yep. And I think that would make my peoples feel better, but in reality, I didn't even pull
the chute. You know how much skydiving you would have to do to be able to go by yourself?
Yeah, but if I really wanted to kill myself, what's a couple classes? Like, honestly, what's a couple classes? Or,
well, and then you turn yourself around and you just watch the sky as you fall.
Oh, I
think you don't have to actually watch the ground.
I heard,
ooh, I like that.
Somebody I work with.
I like that.
Somebody he knows.
Yeah. You're just looking at the sky as you're falling, and then as soon as you make impact, bro,
that's the last thing that you see.
Yeah, last thing you see is the
blue sky.
I like that.
So if I ever say I'm going to go skydiving.
Guys, I've been skydiving a couple times. Nope, no, Tyler. No, thank you.
I want to go to that thing in Orlando. Just to see if my fat ass could even fucking float in it.
Bro, they do. We can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What I want to do it.
What are you talking about?
The air jack or the air.
Yeah, bro. It imitates skydiving. You're in this, like, tube and you gotta, like, jump. Okay. Yeah, like I want to do that. Skydiving.
Well, they have one in Brandon.
Yeah. They do?
Yeah, the ice. Nice. I fly.
Let's go.
Yep.
Bro, we need to go go karting again, dude.
Yeah.
We need to go to Bushnell.
All right.
Bro.
Yeah. We'll do that while we look for property.
Grand Prix is closed.
I know. They auction out their go-kart.
Damn, bro. You know, we completely diverted off the question that we had earlier.
What?
The fucking medieval torture.
Oh, you're right. What was your guys' choices?
Oh, the crucifixion. Crucifixion.
You want crucifixion?
Yeah, crucifixion. I mean, it was either that or the Iron Maiden, but Iron Maiden is not actually medieval, so.
I would say that first one, be mine. Put it in my mouth.
I don't think you get a choice.
Yo,
I'm just gonna clip that sound bit.
It's not
after 8 minutes.
They slowly and
I know, but
increase
like
it. You're gonna slowly feel your mouth rip.
Like your jaw.
And then your head
burst.
Slowly fucking burst.
It wouldn't slowly burst. Once it burst, it's
done.
Yeah. Because I think it'd be like a good 3 or 4 inches of me stretching before it start hurting. Honestly.
You should be like, oh,
and that's the only one where they didn't say you died. You just dislocated your arm and you have to think about your sins.
I mean, because the intent was to be ripped in half, but how often did that actually happen?
Yeah, because more times than not, I guarantee you, the limbs are going to be ripped off than anything.
Yeah.
That sounds
until they put a strap across the
and
fucking
then you're just
front.
A potato.
I'm a potato.
Potato with a head. Potato with a head.
I think I
so
do.
So nobody's
going to
take the anal period? Period?
Period? Jesus.
Anal period?
Pyramid?
You got the Dixie Trots.
Nah, not the pyramid. Not the pyramid.
Pyramid's rough.
I'm going to say, I've already been through traction, so that stretchy table may not be so fucking bad.
You probably
maybe you should
it
do
anyways.
The bull and just beatbox through the pipes the whole
except
time.
Except for, the only difference with traction is they grab onto your legs and then your fucking head. If they put you in this like fucking head device that's like a almost like a helmet, like those fucking old leather helmets that go underneath your chin, and then they just fucking pull you.
Did it match the helmet that you wore in?
Bro, we should see how long we can take water torture on each other.
Oh, waterboarding?
Oh, you want a waterboard?
No, water, like drip torture.
Yeah, it's waterboarding.
No, technically, that's Chinese
water
torture.
Where you
waterboarding is literally
stuff a rag
dumping
in somebody's mouth and just pour water over it.
I thought it was just, they just drip a. Just
yeah, Chinese water torture is where
drips.
They literally just drip. Yeah,
waterboarding
is where you put the towel over the head and just dump water on top of somebody until
so
they feel like they're suffocating.
We should do that. We should see how long we can
what
do.
What the fuck, bro? No. Maybe the Chinese...
So you get fluid in your lungs and you're fucking coughing shit up
and then we have
get
to do
pneumonia
CPR
and die.
Well,
let's just do the drippy
lip.
Drip.
I can do that one.
Let's do the drippy
yeah,
drip.
Yeah, I would be interested.
I can handle that.
I'd be interested.
I'd just do a Chinese finger trip.
Hey,
you can play with yourself with that one.
Good challenge is to do waterboarding until you give up, and then you have to go shoot five times.
That's not safe.
Yeah, they would get flagged real quick.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to fucking actually
also,
post something
like that. Also, the chest feels unsafe.
Yeah, I don't think. That's
well, you could, I mean,
we should try and get waterboarded for like 30 seconds, and then come up and hit targets in the woods.
Yeah, okay, we can set a time frame. But that's what I mean. Like, not waterboarded.
I got a great
idea. Yeah, I know, but I was saying, like, if 30 seconds of waterboarding is not
going to be that fucking bad. No, I got a great one. I got a great one. What? But it's somewhat, I have a great one, but it's somewhat unsafe.
Yeah, so it was waterboarding.
Yeah. Well, you know the thing where you spin on the bat? Like, you put the bat on the ground and you spin around?
No, dizzy bat guns.
Like, bro, like, everyone just, like, behind shells and then one guy go by himself. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it with Nerf guns.
Try to practice it with Nerf guns?
No, we're not doing real. I'm not doing that with real guns. I'm not.
No, he just said Nerf guns.
No, he said we'll practice with Nerf guns. Oh my god! Yeah, with Nerf guns. Yeah. You got to listen to the whole story here because he said y'all up for traps over
I'm
here.
I'm just saying, bro. If you could focus in with when you come off of that and you're everything's just shifted like that, if you can come up with it, yeah, you might be walking like this, but if you can just fucking pull up and just hit that target,
Nerf gun,
while
yeah.
still dizzy and everything's like that, bro, that's accuracy, bro.
Listen, if we're gonna practice that, we only ever airsoft. Practice that with airsoft. Okay, airsoft maybe, but like airsoft guns are expensive. Anyways,
not the flea market, bro.
We do with some blank rounds.
You can do it with a pistol. Honestly, that'd probably be the best thing. No, a rifle, would be too much weight. You really would fall.
Oh, what the fuck is going on?
What happened?
Tyler's dying. Oh, Tyler's just dying.
Oh, no.
Oh. All right, guys. The microphones are dying, which means...
I mean, we're an hour and 14 minutes
in. I know. It's so pretty long. Anyways, it was fun, guys. I'm sorry we had to cut it short like this.
We're not cutting it short. They had a lot of fun along the way. We went through a plethora of shit.
We did. It was fun. I mean, it was only fair since we were gone for a while.
Yeah, we had to give a little extra spiciness on this week's.
And hey, if you're listening...
fucking girlfriend, you're a cocksucker.
Yeah, you really are.
That's the whole point of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck around, find out.
Women beaters are pieces of shit. And if you're a terrorist, you do not get 70 fucking seven virgins or whatever it is. That's stupid. 72. You don't get 72.
They might be virgins, but they might be all male virgins. Have you ever thought about that?
Never thought about it like that.
I don't think about male virgins.
They don't say anything about female virgins.
No, because I really feel like for them to get to that point, like they were like, okay, you're going to get 60. And someone in the crowd was like, that's not enough. And they were like, okay, 72. And then they were like, okay, like that's plenty. They just needed something for everyone to like agree accents. With, you know, yeah. Like a common census. Like,
you just stop with the accents, my guy. 72.
All right.
You know the whole the what's the llama thing? It's like Carl
that kills people. Fucking beautiful.
All right, guys.
Read that one for the fucking.
Oh yeah, guys. It's a like a FBI or fucking SWAT guy pointing at a fucking dead body, and then it goes, "A warning shot doesn't go to the face, Carl."
That kills people.
All right, guys. We are signing off. Hope you have a good rest of your week. Hit us up on the Discord, Uninfringed and Unhinged. Search it up and come chatty.
Thank you for joining Uninfringed and Unhinged. We will see y'all next week. I won't see you, but maybe one day.
The game.
Deuces.